Chapter 39. I took the call alone in the back office, as before. Garber was tentative from the get-go, which made me uneasy. His first question was, "How are you?" "I'm fine," I said. "You?" "How's it going down there?" "Bad," I said.
"With the sheriff?"
"No, she's okay."
"Elizabeth Devereaux, right? We're having her checked out."
"How?"
"We're having a quiet word with the Marine Corps."
"Why?"
"Maybe we can get you something you can use against her. You might need leverage at some point."
"Save your effort. She's not the problem."
"So what is?"
"We are," I said. "Or you are, or whoever. The Army, I mean. They're patrolling outside of Kellam Spence and shooting people."
"That's categorically impossible."
"I've seen the blood, and the car wreck has been sanitized."
"That can't be happening."
"It is happening, and you need to stop it happening. Because right now you've got a big problem, but you're going to turn it into World War III.
"You must be mistaken."
"There are two guys beat up and one guy dead down here. I'm not mistaken."
"Dead?
As in no longer alive."
"How?"
"He bled out through a gunshot wound to the thigh. There was a half-assed attempt to patch it up with a GI field dressing, and I found a NATO shell case at the scene."
"That's not us."
"I would know." "Would you?" I said. "Or would I? You're up there guessing, and I'm down here looking."
"It's not legal."
"Tell me about it. Worst case, it's a policy decision. Best case, someone's gone rogue. You need to find out which and get it stopped."
"How?"
Garber said.
"You want me to walk up to a random selection of senior officers and accuse them of an egregious breach of the law? Maybe the worst ever in American military history? I'd be locked up before lunch and court-martialed the next morning."
I paused, breathed, asked, "Are there names I shouldn't say on an open line?"
Garber said, "There are names you shouldn't even know.
This whole thing is drifting out of control. It's going from bad to worse. I've seen three lawyers heading in and out of Kellam. Someone needs to make a decision. The officer in question needs to be pulled out and redeployed right now."
"That's not going to happen.
Not as long as Kosovo is important. This guy could stop a war single-handed and all by himself."
"He's one of 400 men, for Christ's sake."
"Not according to the political ad campaigns 2 years from now. Think about it. He's going to be the Lone Ranger."
"He's going to be locked up in Leavenworth."
"Monroe doesn't think so. He says the officer in question is likely innocent."
"Then we should act like it. We should stop with the lawyers, and we should stop patrolling outside the fence."
"We're not patrolling outside the fence."
I gave up. "Anything else?"
"One thing," Garber said. "I have to do this. I hope you understand."
"Try me."
"You got a postcard from your brother."
"Where?"
"At your office."
"And you read it?"
"An Army officer has no reasonable expectation of privacy."
"Is that in the regulations, too? Along with the hairstyles?"
"You need to explain the message to me."
"Why? What does it say?"
"The picture on the front is downtown Atlanta. The card was mailed from the Atlanta airport 11 days ago. The text reads, 'Heading to a town called Margrave, south of here. Business. But heard a story, Blind Blake died there. We'll let you know.' Then it's signed Joe, his name."
"I know my brother's name."
"What does the message mean?"
"It's a personal note."
"I'm ordering you to explain it to me."
"I apologize, but I have to do this." "You went to elementary school. You can read."
"What does it mean?"
"It means what it says. He's heading south of Atlanta to a town called Margrave."
Who was Blind Blake?
A guitar player from way back. Blues music, one of the first legends.
Why would Joe make a point of informing you about that?
Shared interest.
What does Joe mean when he says he will let you know?
He means what he says.
Let you know about what?
About the Blind Blake legend, of course, about whether he died there.
Why does it matter where this man died?
It doesn't matter. It's just a thing, like collecting baseball cards.
So this is really about baseball cards.
What the hell are you talking about?
Is this a code for something else?
A code? Why the hell would it be a code?
Garber said, "You called his office today."
You know about that?
There's a reporting mechanism in place.
That kid? The girl in his office?
I'm not at liberty to discuss the details, but I need to know why you called him.
He's my brother.
But why now? Were you going to ask him something?
Yes, I said. I was going to ask him how he's doing. Purely social.
Why now? Did something at Kellam provoke the inquiry?
This is none of your business.
Everything is my business. Help me out here, Reacher.
I said, two black women were killed here before Janice Mae Chapman.
Did you even know that?
Because that's something you should be bearing in mind if you're thinking about political campaigns. We ignored them, and then our heads exploded when a white woman got killed.
How does this relate to Joe?
I met the second victim's brother. Made me think about family. That's all it was.
Did Joe tell you anything about money from Kosovo?
I didn't get him. He was out of the office. He was in Georgia.
Atlanta again? Or Margrave?
I have no idea. Georgia is a big state.
Okay, Garber said. I apologize for the intrusion.
I asked, who exactly is worried about money from Kosovo? He said,
I'm not at liberty to discuss that.
I hung up with Garber and breathed in and out for a spell, and then I carried my new shirt upstairs and left it on my bed. I started to think about dinner with Elizabeth Devereaux. 3 hours to go, and only one more thing to do beforehand.